Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Celine.
And Celine, I think you're kind of like me. Do you have a sweet tooth?
Yeah, I do. 你问我喜不喜欢甜食吗？我超喜欢。
Me too. What's your favorite kind of sweet?
So difficult. I really like gummies.
Ooh.
And chocolates are always my go-tos. 我真的很爱甜食，所以要选出来真的很难。
I agree as well, but definitely chocolate number one. You can never go wrong with chocolate.
That's right.
I also like candy as well.
Yeah. Oh, 棒。Yeah, that's good. That's all good. Okay, can we go buy some later?
Yeah, of course. You know, Taiwan has a lot of delicious snacks and candies too. And today's article is a little bit about these Taiwanese candies, and let's see if you guys remember any of these.
我们来看文章吧。
A visit to the Taiwanese candy shop.
Go into one of Taiwan's old-fashioned candy stores, and you can see many special treats. People ate these snacks 30 to 40 years ago. Some of these are still popular now. Chocolate toothpaste. This isn't real toothpaste. It's chocolate cream in a tube.You can spread it on toast or cookies. Some people like it in milk tea. Pop rocks. To eat these, just open the bag and shake them into your mouth. The rocks pop and jump around. This candy is fun because you can feel and hear it. Cola gummies. These candies look like small bottles.And taste like Coke. They're very chewy.
One power.
Snack. Snack. Nina had some cookies for a snack before dinner, so she's not hungry. Nina had some cookies for a snack before dinner, so she's not hungry.Shake, shake, shake, shook, shaken. Tony is shaking his right leg because there's a bug on it. Tony is shaking his right leg because there's a bug on it. Jump, jump.Everyone got excited and jumped up and down when the music started. Everyone got excited and jumped up and down when the music started. Taste. 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 Tasted. Tasted. This cake tastes pretty good, but it's too sweet for me.This cake tastes pretty good, but it's too sweet for me.
All right, so let's take a look at the article. It says, go into one of Taiwan's old-fashioned candy stores, and you can see many special treats. Now, when we use the word old-fashioned, it's an adjective, and it's describing something that is related to the past, but it's still enjoyed by many people, or it looks really good. Okay, you also probably have seen other words likevintage or retro. So if something's old-fashioned, it means it doesn't look very modern, it doesn't look like Taipei 101, but it looks kind of old, something probably from the past.
Okay, 文章一开始呢，我们就看到一个叙述哦，走进台湾老式的糖果店，你会看到许多特别的点心 treats。 那 old-fashioned 可以是一个贬义字，也可以是一个比较中性点字。那文章里呢，我们解释成老式的、老派的，那是比较中性的解释，但是也可以拿来说这个人事物是过时的。例如我们可以说 somebody's idea is really old fashioned， 意思就是说某人的想法很守旧、很过时这样的意思。
Next it says people ate these snacks 30 to 40 years ago.
That's a long time.
Very long time.
Okay. 人们三十到四十年前就是吃这些点心哦。
Now, okay. We see the word snack here. Snack is spelled S-N-A-C-K, snack. Snack is a noun, and it means a small amount of food you eat in between your meals. Now, our main meals are basically breakfast, lunch, and dinner. A snack is something in between, and it's usually something that is light. You eat it a little bit. You eat a little bit of it if you're hungry, but you don't want to become too full. For example, we can say, Nina had some cookies for a snack before dinner, so she's not hungry. Nina had some cookies for a snack before dinner, so she's not hungry.
Snack 是我们今天的第一个 word power word， 它作为名词使用，意思是点心，所以不管是咸啊，是甜啊，只要是小点，就是说它不是正餐的话呢，我们就可以称之为 snack。那例句的意思就是说 ，Nina 在晚餐前吃了一些饼干当点心，所以她不饿。Have something for a snack 就是吃什么当做点心的意思。
Next, the article says, some of these are still popular now. So some of these candies that people ate 30 to 40 years ago, they're still very popular today.
其中有一些呢现在还很受欢迎哦。Some of, 加上这个复数名词意思就是说某个群体中的某一些。那这个 some 呢就是作为代名词来使用啦。
So let's take a look at some of these snacks and candies. So,First of all, we have the chocolate toothpaste, okay? Now, this isn't real toothpaste. It's chocolate cream in a tube. So, we can explain a little bit of it first, and we'll show you what it looks like.
Okay, 接下来我们就要看看几个例子哦。第一个叫做巧克力牙膏。Okay, we are going to show you now.
Yeah, okay. It looks like
chocolate toothpaste. 它是不是真的牙膏咧？文章里告诉我们说它不是真的牙膏，它是放在这个软管就是 tube 里面的膏状的巧克力，那 tube 就是像是牙膏啊或是药膏的那种软管就对咯。
Now, what can you do with this chocolate? As you can see, we can squeeze it out. So it says you can spread it on toast or cookies. When you spread something out, it means you push something out evenly and smoothly. So that's why we can say you can spread butter on toast. Or you might spread oil over a pan. You want to push this object or thing over something very evenly and very smoothly.
Okay, 要怎么吃呢？文章说你可以涂在吐司或者是饼干上，那 spread 在这边是当作涂抹的意思。Spread something on something 就是说把什么东西涂抹在什么上面这样的意思。
Or you can even squeeze it in your mouth or something. Eat it directly.
That's a savage style.
Next, the article suggests some people like it in milk tea. Okay, so if you have just milk or even milk tea, you can put a little bit of this chocolate inside of it. Very tasty.
I didn't know
that too.
When I was a kid,
I would just squeeze it in my mouth.
Okay, really? Okay. 有些人会把它加进奶茶里面，那 Tiffany 会把它挤到嘴巴里。OK, 这个 people, 这个 some people 跟the some 跟刚刚前面的 some of 是有一点不一样的，它直接接名词，有没有发现？所以呢，这边是当做限定词来使用，而不是刚刚的代名词喽。
All right, let's move on to the next candy. Oh, this one's my favorite. These are called Pop Rocks, and it says to eat these, just open the bag and shake them into your mouth.
下一个我们看到这个 Pop Rocks 就是跳跳糖哦。These are my favorite too.
Yeah, I love these.
Okay, 我真的很，我也很喜欢跳跳糖。那你怎么吃跳跳糖呢？你只要就是把袋子打开，然后把它们从袋子里面咬进你的嘴巴里就好了。
Like this.
Yeah, I love it.
Right. So we use the word shake the pop rocks into your mouth. Now, shake is spelled S-H-A-K-E, shake.Shake is a verb, and it means to move something back and forth or up and down in quick movements. So, for example, if you've heard of the word milkshake, okay, how does a milkshake happen? You take ice cream and you take milk, and you have to move it, shake it together in order for it to become milkshake. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, Tony is shaking his right leg because there's a bug on it.Tony is shaking his right leg because there's a bug on it.
那 shake 是摇动、甩动的意思，是一个动词哦。那它的三态是不规则的，是 shake, shook, shaken。那例句的意思就是说 ，Tony 他甩动他的右脚，因为有一只虫子在上面。
Ooh,
好心。
Yeah. Yeah. The verb tense for that is kind of difficult, so sorry, just get used to it. Next, now, what does the candy do? It says the rocks pop and jump around. Okay, when something pop, it means it breaks open suddenly and with a loud sound. So they don't literally, well, I think it's because of some kind of maybe
chemical
mixture or something. Yeah, okay. A little bit of a chemical reaction. Chemical reaction. Reaction.
化学效应，化学变化。
So that's why they causes it to pop. Now, for example, what else pops? Well, balloons pop when you put too much air inside. So that's basically what happens inside of your mouth when you eat these candies. They kind of pop in your mouth, and it feels like the candy is exploding inside.
这些糖果会 pop， 那 pop 在这边就是爆炸意思，它会在你的嘴里四处跳动哦。这是跳跳糖很有趣的地方，它会在你嘴巴里达到一种像爆炸一样的效果，非常的有趣。
Yeah. I don't know how they do that though.
No,
really interesting. All right.
No idea.
Yeah, I know. So not only do they pop, go pop, pop, pop in your mouth, they also jump as well. So when you eat this candy, you can feel this jumping movement. Jump is spelled J-U-M-P, jump. Jump is a verb and it means you to move your body up into the air by pushing your feet on the ground and you give it some force. So let's say you're playing basketball and you want to shoot the ball or someone's trying to shoot the ball. What do you do to stop it or block the ball? Well, you would try to jump and stop the other person from throwing the ball. So when you jump, you feel this force in your feet, in between your feet and the ground. That action is called jump. Let's take a look at our word power sentence. It says, everyone got excited and jumped up and down when the music started. Everyone got excited and jumped up and down when the music started.
那 jump 是今天的第三个 word power word， 意思是跳动。那文章你是在说 糖果呢在嘴巴里跳动，我们也可以说人跳动，就像例句说的，当音乐响起时，每个人都兴奋起来，跳上跳下。那 jump up and down 就是上下跳动的意思啦。
Next it says, this candy is fun because you can feel and hear it. So if you've ever had this candy before, you can kind of feel it in your mouth going pop, 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 and you can also hear it as well. It's a lot of fun. I really love this candy.
A great experience.
I think so as well.
这种糖果很有趣哦，因为你可以感觉到它 也可以听到它在你嘴巴里这样跳的声音。
I think all kids love this.
Love.
Yes. All right. And the last candy we see here for today is the cola gummies. Okay. Cola gummies are this one.
Oh, 对，它叫做橡皮糖，就是第三种糖果. Cola gummies. 那到底有什么特别呢？ What's so special about these candy?
Well, it says these candies look like small bottles and taste like Coke. So yes, and this shape is shaped like a Coca-Cola bottle, and it has a Coca-Cola bottle. It has a Coca-Cola flavor
as like
well.
Old-fashioned Coca-Cola bottle.
Yeah,
对,
a real bottle.
就是比较复古的 可乐瓶的形状，这些糖果看起来就像小只的瓶子，那吃起来呢像可乐哦。
So we can say taste like Coke, okay? Taste here is spelled T-A-S-T-E, taste. Taste here is a verb, and it says when you have a sense of flavor in your mouth from drinking or eating. So when you eat something, food will have different kinds of taste or different kinds of flavors. So we can say this tastes like blah, blah, blah. Now, when you eat something, we taste different flavors. You can taste something salty, you can taste something sweet, bitter, or sour. So again, you can also use taste to describe it. For example, this tastes like candy, or this tastes like strawberries, okay? It's that feeling you get from your mouth, inside of your mouth when you eat something. Let's take a look at our sample sentence. It says, this cake tastes pretty good, but it's too sweet for me. This cake tastes pretty good, but it's too sweet for me.
Okay, 我们看到 taste, 它是一个感官动词，意思呢就是尝起来或是吃起来像怎样。那可以接形容词，例如 the cookie tastes funny, 这个饼干吃起来怪，或者是呢加上介系词 like 以后呢再加上名词。那文章里的用法就是说，哎，这个 就像文章的用法，那例句的意思就是说这蛋糕蛮好吃的，但对我来说太甜了。
Okay, so you can use different kinds of adjectives to describe what the food's flavors are like. Now, we're going to talk about the cola gummies, and it says they're very chewy. When something is chewy, it means that it requires you to chew a lot, and maybe it might be a little bit difficult for you to swallow and eat. It doesn't mean it tastes bad, it's just it takes longer for you to break it down into smaller pieces and to swallow. Right. We can also use different things to describe it, like it's very chewy or it's hard to chew. You can even try using the word sticky, too.
Okay.就是他们很有嚼劲哦。那 chewy 这个形容词是从 chew 咀嚼来的，意思是说呢，这个 chewy 就是需要咀嚼的或是有嚼劲的。那刚刚 Tiffany 也说，我们可以说它是一个 something hard to chew。
Right, so these candies really bring back a lot of memories for
me.
All right, so let's go to our magic box first, and we'll be right back with our review time.
找亮点。Hi everyone， 要表示一些，我们知道可以用 some 来形容，表示不多不少一些。比方 ，There are some kids on the playground， 诶，有些小孩在游乐场上。Some 呢，很万用的地方就是它后面可以接可数，也可以接不可数名词。所以啊，想要接什么就接什么。我们可以再造一句。I want to drink some water, please. 诶，我想要喝点水。那就是用 some 来形容 water 这个不可数名词。Some 除了这样的用法之外呢，我们也可以在后面加上 of 来限定范围，表示范围内的一些。像刚刚 some water 是不限范围，只要是能喝的水就好，我真的很渴。但是呢，我也可以限定说，诶，I want some of your water， 就是不是任何的水哦，不是任何随随便便的水哦，要你喝的水。这可能是小情侣间才会用到的情境啦。我们再造一个句子好了。Some of my books are in English。这里呢，我们限定范围指我的书里面呢有一些是英文书，而不是没有范围的。这样你可以和 some books are in English 区分差别了吗？那我们来试试看。造句英文啦，我喜欢这家店里的一些衣服。这里我们看到有限定范围，说是这家店里，不是随便的衣服我都喜欢哦。所以你可以帮我试试看造这句，我喜欢这家店里的一些衣服，英文该怎么说呢？
The answer is I like some of the clothes in this store. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, so our review time, we're going to do a little bit something different today. Instead, we're going to give you sentences and you guys have to fill in the blank.
Okay.
So are you
Sounds
ready?
Like fun.
Yeah, it's a challenge, huh? Okay. Alright, the first sentence. What is the flavor of this cake? It's blah, like chocolate.
Like chocolate.
It's a verb, right?
Okay, it tastes like chocolate.
Very good.
Good. Okay.
It's something that you can eat. Okay, here's the next one. I felt the floor blank and knew it was an earthquake.
Oh, earthquake. It happens so often in Taiwan. Okay, 你感觉到地板在摇 shake.
That's good, shake. Alright, next one. My mom tells me to blank more often so I can grow taller. I think a lot of Asian
really?
moms.
No way.
A lot of Asian moms tell this. You have to do this more often so you can probably grow taller.
Okay, I think it's jump.
Yeah.
Jump.
Yeah, some parents believe that the more you jump, the taller you grow.
That's why they ask the kids to, like,play basketball.
Yeah, or jump rope as well. All right, the last word it says, we prepared some blank for our hike. We prepared some, when you go on a hike, you're not going to be sitting in the mountain having breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right? So you might have to take something small to eat.
Snack?
That's right. Snacks. All right, so did you guys get all the answers correct? We hope you guys did. Now, Don't forget to stick to day two because we have a lot more candies to introduce to you. And hopefully you will like them as well. That's all the time that we have for today. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Celine.
We'll see you soon. Bye.
A visit to the Taiwanese candy shop.
Go into one of Taiwan's old-fashioned candy stores and you can see many special treats. People ate these snacks 30 to 40 years ago. Some of these are still popular now. Chocolate toothpaste. This isn't real toothpaste. It's chocolate cream in a tube. You can spread it on toast or cookies. Some people like it in milk tea. Pop rocks. To eat these, just open the bag and shake them into your mouth. The rocks pop and jump around. This candy is fun because you can feel and hear it. Cola gummies. These candies look like small bottles and taste like Coke. They're very chewy. Snack. Snack. Nina had some cookies for a snack before dinner, so she's not hungry. Nina had some cookies for a snack before dinner, so she's not hungry. Shake, 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 shook, shaken. Tony is shaking his right leg because there's a bug on it. Tony is shaking his right leg because there's a bug on it. Jump, jump. Everyone got excited and jumped up and down when the music started. Everyone got excited and jumped up and down when the music started. Taste, 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 tasted, tasted. This cake tastes pretty good, but it's too sweet for me. This cake tastes pretty good, but it's too sweet for me.